This is the Kate Daly Show.
This song just make me happy. I love this song. I love this country.
Well, it's a nice song.
It is. I just love it. Anyway, love it. I don't even care what rendition it's in. Although Chris Stapleton's my favorite, by the way, from the Super Bowl. I love that rendition. But I love them all. So anyway, welcome back to the show. And he did the Star Spangled Banner. I know that. This is America the Beautiful. But I love them all, is what I'm saying. But my favorite rendition is Chris Stapleton. Welcome back. And of course, we have a lot to talk about on the docket today, a lot to reveal, a lot to expose. And I just want to make sure that you get over to Birch Gold. Just text 989898 and text my name, Kate, and they're going to give you some free information on how to get everything backed by gold and silver. All the stuff you have hanging out there, your IRAs, your savings, everything, 401k, it's so worth doing right now. You have a window of time to do it, a window of opportunity. Take advantage of it before it's gone. And I love that they're doing this. They're giving you free information so that when you text, that's what you're getting back is some free information on whether you want to do it or not. It doesn't cost you anything. Do it. Buy some gold and silver, too. I love Birch Gold because they're the guys I trust. So they have a stellar record, and everyone goes to them. It's just amazing. Ron Paul loves them, and there's a reason that he deals with them directly, too. All right, Birch Gold, and I love them. They believe in free speech, too, which I love. Before I get into exposing what's going on the college campuses, saying what's not being said across the country, before we get there, there's like this new sort of, not new, it's not new at all. I shouldn't say that at all. It's a tactic disinformation people use. And I've noticed it again and again. And I've noticed it with a, I've actually noticed it with Project Veritas. I mean, I like Project Veritas for certain things, but I've also noticed that them and particular talk show hosts will come out with information. And the information looks like they're finally jumping into the exposing of stuff, right? They're going to get to the bottom of it. And it's stuff that we've been exposing for years on this show. They had the opportunity a long time ago. It's not like their heads were in the sand. But this is the tactic. They wait until the last second to divulge what they're going to divulge and expose what they're going to expose. So there's no time to do anything about it. Okay. It's kind of like election fraud. You wait till the last moment to tell people an in-depth study of election fraud when they don't have time to convince their terrible, awful county commissioners that there is election fraud because they have to be convinced now because they're not patriots anymore in this country. So you have to convince them that there's fraud. But what they do is they wait till the last second and they go, because they want to be remembered for telling the truth. So what they do is at the last second, they'll say voter fraud, let's do it. I believe there's voter fraud now, but it's just in time for the election to play out so that you don't have enough time. Now, had it been said 2 years ago, there was enough time to convince commissioners and so forth, but they do it with just enough time so you don't have any time. I remember a piece came out on a congressman that Project Veritas did, and they did it right before the election instead of doing it before. Lots of things can be exposed before, and sometimes I wonder if people wait till the last second on purpose. It's kind of like getting to a car accident and sitting in the car until the last possible second that you could go to look like the hero. Is that terrible to say?
Yeah.
But it's the truth, and you see it a lot. You see it's a disinfo tactic, and what they do is they want to be remembered for telling the truth. They just they have to wait to expose stuff so that you don't have any time as a citizenry to do anything. It's the truth.
It is the truth.
So we've been talking about election fraud for so long, and now people are finally starting to jump on the bandwagon, although they won't tell you the whole truth about the election fraud. They'll just tell you parts of it. The parts are bad, but if you find somebody telling you about ballot box stuffing or like there's certain things that they hone in on, that's not the problem. The problem is it's connected to the internet. They can swap the, they can change the software and the Albert sensors. They usually don't ever mention the Albert sensors, and they don't mention that it's an emergency status to conceal what's going on since about 2004.
Well, they want to make people believe that it takes a fake ballot to to cheat.
Nope.
They don't even need a ballot to cheat. They just change the data in the computer.
They multiply or divide by 1,000, you know what I mean, and get the result they want. And they can get the result they want regardless. But I just don't like, it's like a fake fight. And that's another tactic. It's the tactic of the disinformation people out there. And they don't tell the whole truth. And then they wait to tell you a lot of the truth way too late in the game. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.